This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live, hour number two. We're kicking it off here. And the first hour of the show, if you're just tuning in, we played almost the entirety of the standoff. Standoff's not the right word, but the scene, the very tense scene in a hallway at a La Quinta Inn in Mesa, Arizona, from early 2016, January of 2016, where a man, Philip Shaver, I believe is his name, was shot to death by a police officer. Officer in this case is named Philip Mitch Brailsford, who was just found not guilty by a jury of murder and manslaughter in this particular case. What was going on, for those of you who may not be familiar with the story, Shaver was showing off a pellet gun that he had. He was a pest control man who was in town to do a job in that case, and he had the gun for that reason. He was showing it off to a couple of acquaintances he'd met at the hotel. There's no indication that he knew these people particularly well. They weren't the ones who snitched on him. It was a couple out in the hotel pool area who had seen from the window that a man with a gun had a gun pointed out supposedly at the traffic. And obviously, they didn't know it was a pellet gun.
Right.
So police entered this situation where they believe they might have themselves another hotel shooter on their hands, even though no one had actually been shot and no one had actually been threatened with being shot and no actual criminal situation was developing in any way, shape, or form. But as part of their investigation, they shout down a hallway, and we're talking about six officers here, six armed men, shout down this hallway at the hotel room, order the occupants of the room out into the hallway. The occupants sort of mosey out into the hotel room hallway, or the hotel hallway, and then immediately look frightened, and and the man shoots his arms straight up. There's a woman and there's a man. And then the officer in charge starts issuing some very confusing orders that would be confusing to someone who is sober, and I suspect that these two individuals are not sober, even though they claim they are not drunk when the officers ask them that.
Right. That's a bad question. Are you drunk?
Yeah.
Because, first off, drunk people never think they're drunk. Secondly, you know, like, different people can define drunk differently.
Right. So they act...
Have you been drinking is a better question.
The man's sloppy. Obviously, his speech seems somewhat impaired. He's sloppily trying his best to follow the orders, it seems. I think earnestly he's trying to, but, you know, he's just not with it completely. And so he makes a couple of mistakes, and this amps the officers up. And at one point he actually, and you're going to hear it again because I backed it off, backed the video up slightly for those of you just tuning in. This is the point in the video in which they've successfully managed throughout, even though giving her confusing orders, to get the woman to move forward down the hallway towards the officers, and they've cuffed her. Now they're going to deal with the guy.
Push yourself up to a kneeling position. I said, keep your legs crossed!
I'm sorry.
I didn't say this in conversation. Put your hands up in the air!
Now, what he had done was he put his hands behind his back. Not a good idea when you're dealing with trigger-happy, psychopathic, potentially murderous officers that are pointing a bunch of weapons at you down the hallway.
Well, these officers are in a situation where they've got a guy with a gun, and so...
No, he did not have a gun. He was completely unarmed in this situation, but they didn't know that. Okay, so I understand why the officers are on edge. That's why I said I thought this guy was going to get shot as soon as he put his hands behind his back. I mean, it looked like... To all, you know, people in that hallway, it probably looked like he was going for a gun. I mean, he didn't remove his hands from behind his back until they started shouting. And again, they could have used that as the excuse to shoot him, but the shooting comes up here in just a few moments.
You do that again, we're shooting you. Do you understand?
Please do not shoot me.
Then listen to my instructions.
Now, as you pointed out, Mark, there's almost no reason why a phalanx of six officers could not have simply walked down the hallway, told this guy, keep your hands in the air, and then just walked towards him with guns trained on him, do not move.
Yeah.
And then
grabbed his arms and put them behind his back and put him in handcuffs. That's what should have happened, in my opinion. But no, here we are. They're going to tell this man to crawl after they've just told him to put his hands up in the air and keep them there.
Right. So they're playing a forced game of Simon Says with a drunk guy, and the loser dies.
And they've told them now like three times, if you mess up what we say, we will shoot and kill you.
So he may be one of those people that does badly at tests, right, and gets nervous.
Right.
Now, I can... first off, it's worth pointing out this man was never in possession of a firearm, and this is a... You know, this ultimately... No one can look at this and say, good shoot, right? This is not a good shoot. Ultimately,
well, if the officers were afraid for their lives, which they're claiming that they were, then they would say it's a good shoot.
That doesn't... hold water, because none of us are allowed to do that. If I was a concealed carry permit holder,
mm-hmm.
and somebody, I'm walking down the street, somebody goes for their wallet, I shoot them dead. Am I allowed to say...
Yeah, but the circumstances are different there.
Sure, the circumstances are different.
These officers were entering a situation where they thought there could be somebody who was going to shoot someone.
That's what they were told.
Yeah.
They're going with the information they had. This man was never in possession of a firearm.
He had a pellet gun. In the hotel room.
Not a firearm.
With him in the hallway.
If he'd had a Nerf gun, would that have made this less bad?
I want to get through the rest of this video here.
I'm trying to do what you... Don't talk! Listen! Hands straight up in the air.
He does that.
Do not put your hands down for any reason. You think you're going to fall, you better fall on your face. Your hands go back in the small of your back or down. We are going to shoot you. Do you understand me?
Yes, sir.
Crawl towards me.
He drops his arms down. Again, they told him to keep those hands up no matter what, and then
he's very bad at this game.
Well, but they told him to crawl.
Right.
And so he goes and actually crawls, unlike the female who kept her hands up as she shuffled her knees on her knees towards them.
Right.
So this is actually crawling, what he attempts to do. But again, I think he's a little bit drunk here.
I think he's drunk.
Yeah, let's continue.
Crawl towards me!
He starts crawling. And then as he's crawling... He moves his right arm, he pulls it back from the crawling action, and he just kind of pulls it back towards his waist area. Now, why is he doing this? The man...
Pants are falling down? From crawling?
Could be, or maybe he's losing his balance, and he needs to kind of... He's drunk, right? He's losing his balance as he's trying to crawl, and maybe he just needs
four,
to...
You've got four appendages on the ground, you shouldn't be losing your balance.
I don't know, man. He's drunk.
He reaches towards his belt for something that does not exist.
Who knows what he's doing? He may not even be reaching towards his belt.
But
he
just
moves his
arm
back that direction for some reason. He doesn't have a gun on him, so he's not going for a gun. But the officers don't know that, and so they think that he is. And that's it. And then you have a dead man in a hallway. Who did not have a gun at any point, and he's dead because he moved his arm in a way the officers didn't want. Again, completely avoidable had they simply walked down the hallway, if they weren't cowards, and cuffed this man. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. We've got Doug. He's in Illinois. Doug, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Doug in Illinois. Going once. Doug in Illinois, going twice. Let's try Jamil. He's in North Virginia. Jamil, you're on Free Talk Live, listening to WNIS. Go ahead.
Hey, and hey, Mark. It's Jamil from North Virginia.
Oh, hey. Go ahead.
Hey. I was just calling in regards to the police video. As you guys pretty much, it's pretty self-explanatory, kind of self-evident situation. But you made a really good point, Ian. Clearly, the situation just dragged on and on. And if they had just lined up and gone down the hallway and took the individual into custody, and how long were they going to drag this situation out and giving all these orders? When clearly, I understand these are trained officers, but I mean, I just can't imagine any kind of highly trained paramilitaries or any kind of you know extra highly trained law enforcement officers or even military units would drag the situation out for so long and not just come in at some point and take the individuals into custody. Like, how long are they going to drag this on?
There's a... There's a guy on Twitter here, Mr. Harrington, who's commenting on philipbrailsford.com. It's a website been set up to, you know, out this cop as a killer. This guy says, I've been in war zones and under fire and seen people act more calmly than that cop. Daniel was murdered. That was bloodlust, pure and simple. He could taste it. Hang on, Jamil, if you got more to say, we'll bring you back here in moments. Our toll-free number is 855-450, free like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby. But I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega Fish Oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try. Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
I got my Blink Home Security System delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Shop online and support Free Talk Live. Every purchase you make at shop.freetalklive.com helps spread a message of liberty. From shop.freetalklive.com, you can shop at places like Walmart, Newegg, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Omaha Steaks, HostGator, and more. Plus, you can get discounts on web hosting, legal documents, or pretty much anything using saveatpurse.com. Just bookmark the link and help Free Talk Live while shopping online. Thank you for shopping with shop.freetalklive.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here, although we are talking at the moment about this police shooting out of Arizona of an innocent, peaceful man who was in no way accused of doing anything violent. But the cops shot him dead in a hallway because he didn't exactly follow their commands, and they were scared that he might shoot him. When they could have just arrested him as he was, you know, had his hands up in down the hallway when they'd ordered him to. They could have just walked over and put handcuffs on him. But instead, they made him jump through all these ridiculous hoops. I'm surprised they didn't actually hold hoops up for him to jump through with the insane commands that they gave him, where you were ordered, the man was ordered to put his hands straight up in the air and not put his hands down no matter what, and then told to crawl towards the police. I'm not sure exactly how you can do both of those things at once. And in this case, the man did not do it successfully and was shot to death. It's Ian and Mark here in the studio tonight. Coming up in about a month from now, Miami is set to host the longest-running and most successful cryptocurrency conference in history. It's the North American Bitcoin Conference, now in its sixth year running. It's happening in January. In fact, it's the weekend of January 17th and 18th, where more than 1,000 Bitcoin community members will converge for a monumental conference aimed at driving cryptocurrency from niche to mainstream. They're going to have all kinds of big names from the world of cryptocurrency, like Halsey Miner, the founder of CNET, Anthony DiOrio, the co-founder of Ethereum, Matthew Rozak, the co-founder of Block, and Craig Sellers, co-founder of Tether, among many others. You can learn more about the future of finance and grab your tickets over at btcmiami.com. You can also use code FTLIVEXX to get $50 off. That's a long code. I'm going to give it to you again. It's code FTL, like Free Talk Live, and then IVEXX. FTLIVEXX to get $50 off your tickets for the upcoming North American Bitcoin Conference in Miami, January 17th and 18th. Go to btcmiami.com. As we go back to Jamil, he's calling from Norfolk, Virginia, listening to WNIS. Jamil, continue. You had some thoughts on this police shooting. Go ahead.
Yeah, we were just talking about how it just dragged on for so long with all these different instructions and all the yelling back and forth. When really, I mean, eventually they have to move in, massively outnumbering this guy with all the cover fire. They're in a hotel hallway and just take this person into custody. That's what has to happen. He wants it to be over, clearly. But you see that a lot. A lot of guys have standard operating procedure. And they just surround and then just continue to yell series of long, aggressive instructions. It can be obviously overwhelming and frightening to the person. But I wonder with all these things, you know, what solution? Laws? Regulations? Like, it seems to be just
Yeah, what is the solution to the situation? You're kind of losing your call, Jamil, but thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. How does this change? Because, Mark, as you pointed out earlier in the show, in other countries, the police don't seem to have this problem, so it's not like there aren't other ways to train officers to deal with these situations.
Right. If you're looking at Western countries, the United States is just way off the charts as far as police shootings go. Even if you look at Canada, which has a, you know, as far as minorities go and all, it has a similar ethnic makeup as the United States. It's just one country over, but at that point, you've got five times as many police shootings in the U.S. as in Canada.
It's also worth pointing out here that, you know, just in case anybody was wondering, the officer in question was white and the victim was white in this case. So just another point that when it comes to police violence, color doesn't matter. Okay, the cops are going to shoot anybody because it's a power issue is the problem. It's human beings with the ability to wield power over other human beings with no consequence, almost zero chance of consequences.
Right. So part of the issue here is consequences. Right. Like part of that issue is consequences.
Another victim had some consequences, but the officer did not.
Right. And, you know, the victim is a guy staring down the barrel of five, rifles.
Yeah.
And it's clearly inebriated to some level or another. Wasn't very good at following directions. And you shouldn't die because of not being good at following directions. You know, the part here is that, yeah, the town, the city is going to pay out to this guy's family. That's what always happens.
You think so?
But the police officers aren't going to pay for it. And if they don't pay for it in some way, then it's just going to keep on happening.
What makes you think that they're going to want to win a civil case?
It just keeps on happening because the civil there's a lower threshold of proof in that circumstance. So wrongful death, this isn't a justified death.
Let's go on here. We've got your calls and thoughts. Eva is in Virginia. Eva, you're on Free Talk Live, listening also to WNIS.
Hi, love your story, guys. But I think this whole thing, the guy sounds so sadistic. The police officer was not de-escalating the situation rather than escalating it by yelling and weird commands. You know, the whole thing is just so bizarre and so sad.
It's horribly sad. Have you seen the video, or did you just listen to our commentary?
I heard about this first on the Michael Savage show. You know, I drive a lot on the weekend night, you know, after my shift and everything. But so I heard about it last night, and I was so disturbed because I guess the guy who was shot has two little kids at home.
He did.
And
cops
so
didn't know that.
Yeah, and then
care.
I guess the barrel of the rifle had something engraved on it, like if you... Something like FU on it.
Oh yeah, thank you for reminding me. We didn't get to that part of the story yet. Let me pull that. Yeah, let me pull that up here. Apparently, the officer in question actually had engraved on his rifle, "You're effed."
Yeah.
That's what his rifle says. "You're effed," right over where the trigger is on this thing. Now, if that doesn't tell you something about the mindset of this individual, he's not there to protect and serve anybody. He's there, he joined the police so he could kill some people.
Yeah. You know, and I know for the cops, I don't mind this. I'm not going to get into that whole conversation. You know, I do believe in we need a police force present and everything else like that, and I pay taxes for it, but... You know, this guy had the barrel of his gun was engraved with a personal message. The orders were escalating the violence that could take place. And nobody was, like, trying to calm the situation. They were, like, they were making it worse.
That's pretty common, unfortunately. A lot of police do escalate situations because, again, you end up attracting hotheads into this particular profession. Now, Mark, you made some sort of generic comment earlier about how you think most police, you know, are good people and they wouldn't have done something like this. But the fact is, we had a police trainer who was a listener of our show who quit his job. He had trained police for more than a decade, and he quit his job because he said to us, and we met him in person, the dude's legit. He's not like some, you know, stranger who called the show. He said that only 10% of the police recruits that he was training these days, and this was, you know, probably most of a decade ago when he quit, at that time, he said 10% of the recruits were what he considered to be quality recruits, the people that he should have been training. The rest of them, he said...
That's a hiring problem. Do you understand that?
Yeah, whatever, Mark. These people are getting hired, okay?
Yeah.
They're being trained because they got hired. And he said that these people were not people that he thought should be officers because many of them were what he described as badge heavies. And Eva, thank you for the call tonight. And a badge heavy is somebody who wants to wield power over innocent, peaceful people and get away with it. And they know they can. It's Free Talk Live.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clear, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you may join us right here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom, 855-450-3733. It is that season for buying holiday gifts, and what better gift than Omaha Steaks? Giving your people in your life, the people that you care about, something they're going to love, something delicious. Omaha Steaks has it. In fact, for $49.99 over at omahasteaks.com, when you use code FTL in the search bar, you'll get the family gift pack, and then you'll also get 75% off. And I'll tell you what's in that here in a moment. It's loaded up with stuff. You'll be shocked at how much you get for that price. But also, in addition to delicious, tender-aged, flavorful beef that is aged for 21 days to unlock the full flavors of the cuts, hand-trimmed and vacuum-sealed, you can also acquire all kinds of other things like seafood and poultry and pork, veal and lamb, veggies, desserts, appetizers, pasta, soup, seasoning, sauces, and so much more. Over 500 gourmet gift ideas available over at omahasteaks.com. And
yeah, the stuff they sent us was a full meal. You didn't need anything else.
Well, they sent a lot of meat. For instance, in this case, you will get, for less than $50, if you go to omahasteaks.com with code FTL in the search bar, two filet mignons, two top sirloins, two boneless pork chops, four boneless chicken breasts, four kielbasa sausages, four burgers, four potatoes au gratin, four caramel apple tartlets, and one Omaha Steaks seasoning packet. That's a whole lot of meals right there, Mark.
Indeed.
It's mostly the meat part.
But there were potatoes in there, and there were the tartlets and all that.
Plus, you'll get an additional four kielbasa sausages in there for free. Use code FTL in the search bar to get that 75% off the family gift pack. That's what that is.
But if you want the other things, you can, you know, get whatever else you want, obviously, and get it for the people that you love in your life. They will love it and love you for it. Go to omahasteaks.com. It's a gift guaranteed to be a hit. And again, use code FTL in the search bar. Whether you get that family gift pack or not, it'll give us credit for sending them the business. Once again, that's omahasteaks.com with code FTL. So we go to your calls and your thoughts here. Let's continue with Julian on the line in Indiana. We're talking about a police shooting in Arizona. Cop shot an unarmed man in a hallway after unnecessarily ordering the man to do all kinds of conflicting things that would have been confusing to someone who wasn't inebriated, and this guy certainly seemed to have a few beers at least in him at the time that he was shot to death by this cop. Go ahead, Julian. You're on Free Talk Live, listening to WIBC.
Kind of my serious question is, too, is while they already had him face down on the floor, why did they not just go ahead and put him in handcuffs and commit a personnel search?
Yep.
Or, as one thing I was taught when I was in the military, if you did not want to go hands-on with a particular person, tell them to actually do what you want them to do as far as lifting up a shirt, check their waistband to make sure there's nothing hidden in it.
Yep.
Yeah, the waistband thing, the shirt thing probably would have been a good idea. I presume they have these procedures for a reason. I can see why they wouldn't want to be this guy was.
Well, that's a dumb presumption. You're talking to a guy who was in the military who had different procedures.
Sure.
So, whatever the reason is for this, to me seems to be to confuse the hell out of the intended victim to give the officers the excuse to shoot somebody. That seems to be the reason here.
It's pretty clear.
What do you think, Julian?
Well, and my next question, too, is why does it take six officers with AR-15s pointed at one gentleman in a hallway to take him into custody when you could have told three to four of them, hey, go ahead and put your weapon down, go non-lethal, and why was non-lethal not an option at the time?
Yeah,
great question.
That was the question that I sort of had during all of this is... If this guy would have been tased for being dumb, this wouldn't have been a problem, right?
Yeah, I mean, some people might have been upset at the video, but at least he would have lived through it.
He would have lived through it, yeah. Right. His kids would have a father right now.
Exactly.
Julian, you asked some really good questions, and I appreciate your thoughts. Anything else you want to share tonight?
No, sir. Thank you for your time, gentlemen.
Appreciate the call. The toll-free number here is 855-450-3733. Let's go to Michael in Virginia Beach, listening to WNIS. Go ahead, Michael.
The most interesting thing about this, after listening to another national talk show host describe the whole thing and play the sound over radio and describe what he was seeing in the video, the most amazing thing about it is I think that your explanation actually gives leeway to the jury and also to the policemen who did this shooting, whereas what I heard another host say, who's done a lot of police work, made it sound like it was cold-blooded murder. And I think that's the issue. You're doing a good job laying out the details that other hosts aren't putting out there. And I'd like to see you do the same thing with this rush to judgment against the FBI and against the special prosecutor, Robert Mueller, that... it has been conducted by Fox News.
I don't know what you're talking about. I have no idea what issue with the FBI you're referring to. What is it?
Well, they're accusing them, Sean Hannity in particular, is just boldly accusing the entire upper-level leadership of the FBI of outright corruption in the handling of the Russia probe.
Okay.
I don't care
what other talk show hosts are saying about the FBI. So, number one, I don't know what they're saying. Number two, if I found out what they were saying, I wouldn't consider it to be important in any way, shape, or form, or newsworthy, or worth investigating or talking about.
Well, I think it's important for the same reason that hearing your perspective, gives me a greater sense of confidence in our system. But if I'm just hearing from one or two guys that are Trump groupies, then that distorts everything that's happening out here. For example,
well, I don't really understand, you know, what exactly you want. I've been critical, we've been critical of the federal government's FBI on this show since before Donald Trump was in office, since before Barack Obama was in office. So we've always been critical of policing agencies in the United States. And it's likely that the more power these police agencies have, as the FBI has more power than the local cops in a lot of ways, the more power any agency has, the more corruption you're going to find within it. Thank you for the call tonight. And, you know, we talked a lot about the Silk Road case, the underground drug marketplace, where an FBI agent was arrested for corruption in that case.
Well, any agency can have somebody who, you know, breaks the law in it or whatever.
Well, the FBI has more than one somebody.
The problem with the FBI is that they don't use recording devices when they do conduct investigations.
That's
and
a huge problem.
You find people like Martha Stewart going to jail for lying to the FBI when the only evidence is the FBI agents say so.
They said so.
That's a real, and this other guy that there's a Flynn or whatever they're sending off to jail here. You know, that's a real problem. If you know, the FBI needs to step up into the 1980s where they had tape recorders and stuff and act like a real policing agency. And if not, they're going to continue to flack.
But why should they? I mean, they can get convictions without having recordings.
Indeed.
That means they can just manipulate whatever was said in the way they want to get more convictions. So it actually helps them to not have recordings of situations. Anyway, let's go on here. Let's continue with your calls and your thoughts. We go to Pericles in Lynchburg, Virginia, listening to WLNI-FM. Go ahead, Pericles.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Welcome. You're on the air. Good.
All right. I'm listening to the phone call about this shooting in Arizona, and I've realized two things that seem to be occurring a lot in these police shootings. The one main thing is the level of stress that I hear in some of these officers. The other thing is they keep using this fallback excuse of they felt threatened, so that excuses any over-the-top.
Yeah, that excuse seems to... Hang on, Pericles. We'll bring you back here if you got more to say. I was scared for my life. Well, why exactly?
The man was just magic words.
The man was never a threat to you in any way, shape, or form in this particular incident. There's more coming up. Free Talk Live.
Whether you share content as a curator or produce it as a creator, the source of your advertising revenue is often limited by intermediaries like YouTube. What if there was a way to connect content creators directly with advertisers, decentralizing attention-based market advertising transactions, and putting the control back into the hands of content owners? Introducing the revolutionary Signal Token Protocol by Spective VR. Partnered with Blend Media, the largest network of 360 video content in the world, and featured on Fox Business's Innovations, Spective VR is a 360 VR streaming platform created to be the first use case and early adopter of the Signal Token Protocol, driving real use and allowing Spective to optimize their platform. SpectiveVR.com is hosting a pre-ICO for Signal Tokens starting December 8th at a 40% bonus. For early access to the token sale and an exclusive 60% token bonus, sign up for the email list at SpectiveVR.com.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
You can do it if you try.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You may dial toll-free here and bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
As we continue, we'll, of course, talk about whatever you want to discuss. A lot of people calling about this issue with police. One officer shooting a man to death in a hotel hallway in Mesa, Arizona, early 2016, I guess. And now being found not guilty by a jury, we've done a lot of discussion of the details of this. If you missed that, you can always go grab the podcast later and listen. But ultimately, he was given very confusing orders by these officers. There were about six officers in the hallway in this case, given very confusing orders that even somebody who wasn't inebriated would have had trouble understanding or following, and then ultimately shooting him when he apparently, and Mark, you were correct, the detective investigating the shooting, according to NBC, agreed that Shaver's movement, this was the victim, was similar to reaching for a pistol, but has said that it also looked as though he was pulling up his loose-fitting basketball shorts that had fallen down as he was ordered to crawl towards the police. That was the moment at which the officer in question, who is now found not guilty by a jury, shot this man to death. We've had people calling in tonight asking, well, why
baggy pants kill kids?
Yeah, why didn't these officers, this guy wasn't a kid, he had two kids of his own, but
kids can learn from this.
Why didn't the officers just go and arrest the guy? They had him prone, laying down with his hands clasped behind his head, fingers interlocked. They had him that way. They could have just walked over and put handcuffs on him. But no, they had to get him up. They had to have him cross his legs. Make sure your legs are crossed while you rise to your knees. Then put your hands straight up in the air. But now crawl towards us without putting your hands down. Because everybody knows how to crawl without putting their hands on the ground.
Well,
right?
They didn't say crawl without putting your hands on the ground.
No, they said don't ever put your hands down. And then following that, they told him to crawl towards them.
Which is very strange.
Which is basically telling him to put his hands down, but without saying that. And then he got shot after he moved his hand in a way that looked like he might have been going for a gun, which he ultimately didn't have. The investigator noted that he didn't see anything that would have prevented officers from simply handcuffing Shaver as he was on the floor. Oh, and here's the other interesting detail. We had a lady call in to remind us, I just hadn't gotten to this part in the story yet, that the officer who did the shooting had "You're effed" written out in full word that we can't say on the radio on his gun. It was engraved on his gun. That alone isn't enough of an indictment about the attitude, the mindset of who this officer is. But most importantly, the judge did not allow jurors to know about the etching on the man's gun because the judge felt it was prejudicial.
It is.
No kidding.
It is prejudicial.
Meaning that he's prejudiced against the people he's supposed to be protecting and serving.
Right. So, you know, that's a separate issue, the you're effed on the gun. It does speak to the attitude
of the officer.
But the officer wasn't the one giving the orders or anything like that. To some extent, the officer was reacting to a situation as it was delivered by his superior. I will say this regarding the that point. The officer should be that officer and any officer that has something like that inflammatory on the side of their weapon that suggests that they're not out there to serve and protect
right.
the people that pay their paychecks. Any officer that has anything like that should be fired. Any superior
He's a psychopath
who sees that and allows that should also be fired. And as far as I'm concerned, we can wipe out a good 15% of the police force in America just for that stuff. Let's not forget that the Democratic National Convention, I think it was in 2008.
The one in Miami where the woman got shot by a pellet or like some sort of rubber bullet and then the cops were high-fiving in the... Afterwards?
This one was in 2012, where the Democratic National Convention in Denver, where the police officers had the union made shirts that said, we get up early to beat
the crowds. With
and
this glowering office, like a visage of an officer with a club tapping it in his hands. Pericles, you're back on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your comments tonight.
Okay. Like I was saying, when I'm listening to the audio, I hear a lot of panic in a lot of these situations, and then they fall back on this idea that they could do whatever they want because they feel threatened. These are grown men that are supposed to be trained professional. And I don't
that are receiving hazard pay. I mean, let's point out that police officers receive hazard pay for doing a dangerous job. They retire after 20 years, unlike every other government bureaucrat. They can they also have systems set up to give officers overtime before they retire so that their retirement pay, their pension pays out more and stuff like that. But that's really sort of beside the point. They get paid to be in dangerous situations.
Yeah,
I say that as a fireman.
And I understand that. But that doesn't take away from the fact that they're supposed to be focused, they're supposed to be aware, and they're supposed to be in control of the situation. They escalate these situations.
They sure do.
I mean, it doesn't make any sense. I'm an electrician. I work like I'm working live, even if I know I'm not working live. In other words, you have to be aware of your own safety at all times. Now, I understand the difficulty of being a police officer to the extent that they are like walking around with a bullseye on them for most of the time. And I have utmost respect for the fact that they'll put the uniform on. But the fact that you just said this guy has etched on the side of his firearm, that kind of inflammatory, it's insane that he would have that etched on his firearm.
Yeah.
And he's out there protecting and serving. And the attitude of people now is becoming one of fear where it shouldn't be. We're all equal. An officer of the law has a job to perform. And a citizen has a duty to perform. They're not supposed to make the officer feel uncomfortable. You know, when I get pulled over, if it's a traffic stop or something, I comply. I don't give the cop an attitude because I don't know what he was just dealing with. Now, these cops, there's six grown men in a hallway. The investigation clearly said that this guy was already disarmed down. He wasn't even armed, but I mean, he's disarmed.
Well, they didn't know that. They didn't know that at that point.
That's something that they never know. That's what I'm getting at.
Right.
They're supposed to assume that there is a potential threat. So that doesn't, I don't understand why I'm hearing a grown man.
Right.
Freaking You've out, got, like this guy's freaking out.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't know he had a gun, but they did know that when he was laying down on the ground with his hands clasped behind his head, fingers interlocked, they did know that he wasn't going to grab a gun with his hands right there, so they certainly could have just walked over and arrested him.
And just cuffed the guy. I don't know if I'm a cop and I'm in that situation, I'm subduing this guy ASAP for his safety and my safety.
Why give him a chance to keep going for it? Why extend this? This was a 5-minute encounter in the hallway.
Yeah.
Why give him the 4.5 minutes to actually grab have a chance to multiple chances to grab the gun? It's crazy. And Pericles, you make some great points here tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Thank you for the call. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. Raven is on the line in Indiana listening to WIBC FM. Hello, Raven.
Hello, guys. I have to admit, I had to shut off your program while you guys were describing this because I watched the video yesterday, actually at work, on my break. And let me tell you, if your viewers or if your listeners now have not seen this video, it's not for the faint of heart. It's a disturbing video. So
yeah, it's hard to watch it.
Yeah, but let me tell you, you guys really described it very well. So kudos to you on that.
Thanks.
But how many more unarmed men are going to die at the hands of cops, and then the cops just basically use the excuse, well, we thought he was armed? Because that's basically,
countless.
If you look at the statistics, I don't know the statistics, but I'm assuming that most unarmed men who die by the hands of cops, the cops use the excuse, well, we thought he was a threat.
I don't know what else they say.
Right, and look at the cops. You guys are talking about training and how some cops don't get the training that they need. Well, look at the FBI. They get trained well, correct?
I have no idea.
That's the story.
I don't know.
More so than cops. Okay, they get trained more so than cops.
All right.
Now, look at LaVoy Finicum in Oregon. He had his hands up. He fell down in a snowbank, which brought his hands down. They shot him. Of course, it's a different situation because he is a gun advocate. He was armed. But this man was clearly under distress.
Wasn't it? Hold on. Before we go on here, you mentioned LaVoy Finicum. He's the guy that was shot to death by, I believe it was state troopers in Oregon, actually, who shot him. If I'm recalling correctly,
the FBI was at the standoff.
The FBI was generally in the vicinity, and they may have been there may have been an FBI agent present when Finicum was shot.
I'm going to interrupt, and here's why I'm interrupting. You guys know as well as I do, the FBI was in charge of that whole scenario. It was the state troopers that was in charge of it. And the FBI, people don't...
Uh-oh. I think we just... Did we lose you?
FBI got him.
Hey, thanks, Raven, for the call.
Let this be a warning to you people.
The FBI may have been in charge of the situation, but that didn't mean that they ordered the state trooper to pull the trigger in that situation. And we were reporting on that in a high level of detail. So if you're interested in the Malheur Federal Wildlife Refuge coverage that we did back then, feel free to go back in our archives over at freetalklive.com. Go back to, what was it, early 2016?
All I know is that archives.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, you can search our archives. It makes it easier. Look for Malheur. We're coming up.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.